With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At least a dozen deaths are being blamed on the massive winter storm. It's spreading snow and ice from the southwest to New England, also ushering in dangerously cold temperatures. Jordan Nalen is a former New Yorker, a recent arrival in Little Rock, Arkansas.
This is my first, winter here. It's not too cold. It's not bad. I'm prepared for that with all my clothes, but just not having anything plowed is blows my mind. I'm just oh wow, you're not, when it snows, you're stuck. I think that's the biggest, change for me.
Could be days before power is restored to hundreds of thousands of utility customers who've been left without. And people are being urged to stay home and stay safe.
Don't get on the road unless it's necessary, but do please reach out to your friends and family and make sure they are okay.
Okay, that's Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. Roughly 4,700 flights canceled or delayed so far today. Bitter cold not keeping anti-ICE agitators from taking to the streets of Minneapolis, where they continue harassing federal agents trying to enforce immigration law. President Trump is urging Minnesota officials to cooperate with the feds instead of pouring gasoline on the flames of division, chaos, and violence.
On social media, the president called on the Minnesota governor, Minneapolis mayor, and, quote, every Democrat governor and mayor in the United States of America to cease their sanctuary policies and partner with the federal government on enforcement of immigration laws. On Truth Social, he also called on Congress to, quote, immediately pass legislation to end sanctuary cities, which he says are the root cause of all these problems. Ken Lorman reporting.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures currently down 10 points, NASDAQ futures off 47. This is SRN News. The center of global religious persecution is shifting.
Open Doors U.S. puts out an annual list of the places where it is most dangerous to be a Christian, and in decades past, it used to be the Middle East, plain and simple. But over the past 10 years or so, sub-Saharan Africa has become a growing problem. Checking the 2026 World Watch List reveals that 7 of the top 20 worst countries for Christians are in Africa versus 6 that are in the Middle East. Muslim terrorism is the problem in all of them. Michael Harrington reporting.
The UN World Food Program says more than 1 million people in northeastern Nigeria could lose access to emergency food and nutrition aid within weeks unless funding is secured as violence and hunger surge in the region. Northern Nigeria is troubled by two Muslim terrorist organizations preying on Christians and destabilizing the region. The violence has displaced around 3.5 million people in recent months. This is SRN News. President Trump is planning to travel the country this year ahead of November's midterm elections.
After doing very little domestic travel during his first year in office, Donald Trump will be revving up Air Force One more often this year. And it has everything to do with politics. White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles told reporters that the president will travel on a weekly basis and speak to voters as Republicans try and hold their majorities in Congress. The president visits Iowa on Tuesday for a speech on the economy and energy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some speculation the weather could have played a role in last evening's crash of a private business jet shortly after takeoff from an airport in Bangor, Maine. 8 people were on board the plane. The status of those on the aircraft is not known at this time. Both the Federal Aviation Administration as well as the National Transportation Safety Board will be investigating the crash. More details at srnnews.com.